34 states have a town named Springfield. Wisconsin even has 4, Pennsylvania 9, but only one is home to America's most famous cartoon family.
After 400 episodes and 20 years on the air, The Simpsons is coming to the big screen at the end of the month.
And as a publicity stunt, Fox has invited Springfields from across the nation to compete for the chance to host the movie premiere.
The town of Springfield, Kentucky, seeks to prove it is the origin of The Simpsons.
Episode 248 proves that we're the real Springfield.
And this is I Am Springfield, a program where we explore the Simpsons spirit of Springfield, Illinois.
Sightings of the Simpsons in Springfield, Oregon have been rampant.
We got a school and a firehouse, a library and a kid named Milhouse.
14 Springfields have submitted videos online to prove that their town is the real-life version of the Simpsons' fictitious hometown. Those videos are online at usatoday.com, where people can vote for their favorite Springfield.
Mayor Sid Lycan of Springfield, Oregon, says his city has always thought of itself as the original Springfield since Simpsons creator Matt Groening grew up in nearby Portland. Here's his case.
We clearly have a statue here that looks very similar to Jebediah Springfield, and Moe's is very similar to what's called Max's. Instead of a nuclear power plant, the landscape is almost exactly what shows a major Weyerhaeuser plant instead of a nuclear power plant. But there was a former nuclear power plant in the state of Oregon as well.
Okay, so it's not an airtight case.
Mayor John Ciccone of Springfield, Kentucky, says his town has a cemetery hill and a school on Main Street. But he thinks his little town of 3,000 is at a disadvantage in this competition.
When you're fighting Oregon and you're fighting Illinois and Ohio, Michigan and Massachusetts, you got a big populist vote there. This doesn't seem fair to me.
So Mayor Ciccone is doing something maybe straight out of a Bart Simpson playbook. He's asking for help from non-Kentuckians.
Matter of fact, I emailed Italy, Australia, Germany, and Japan.
Wherever the votes come from, they've got to be in by Monday. And as for the real answer, on The Simpsons Show, they've never said which state Springfield is in.